And a good morning. Welcome to KMAN's In Focus. I'm Dave Lewis in for Brandon Peoples this morning. We have two guests that will be joining us here for the program today. Melissa Kirkwood is in here in just a couple of moments. And a little bit later on, we'll be talking about the Junction City Schools in the latter half of the hour. Junction City Fort Riley Schools, I guess I should say. But let's talk about what's happening at the Sunset Zoo. Melissa Kirkwood is like, I guess for better terminology, you're like the PR person, right?
I am. I'm the marketing development officer. So yes, I do a kind of a jack of all trades, but I'm here to just let everybody know what's going on at the zoo because we are busy and it's a good thing. So
I'm looking at a list of stuff here and, you know, there's all kinds of other things. I think one of the exciting things is that your hours are being extended. And that's something we've been waiting a long time for that opportunity, haven't we?
Yes, we have. And, you know, as everything has evolved with COVID, you know, we started out with very restrictive hours for our purpose, and we've graduated into more open hours. And we started that on spring break to extend our hours to our what's typically known as our summer hours. And now we are going to extend that through the rest of the season. So those hours will be 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. So we're open 7 days a week for a longer amount of time now for visitors. So we're excited and happy about that. And I think the community is as well. We had a very, very busy weekend. So we just invite everybody to come on out now.
Boy, you had some terrific weather to be coming out and checking out things at the zoo. And I know the one of the things I love about the Sunset Zoo in Manhattan is the landscaping. I mean, I love the exhibits, love the animals. But the landscaping there is just remarkable. In spring, that means some of that stuff starting to pop up and get colorful.
It's starting to pop up. And the unique thing about our landscaping, and if you haven't had a chance to be at our zoo, we directly are on essentially a Flint Hill. So there are tiers to our landscaping and our environment. So it gives you the opportunity to see a lot of different levels of our zoo.
Give us a little bit of an update on where you are with protocols with regard to, you know, the pandemic there as far as attendees.
You bet. So we are still under some protocols for COVID for the safety of everyone who's visiting. We are, for those who don't know, we're a part of Parks and Recreation with the City of Manhattan. And we are following the mask mandate. But we are a park. So when you do enter Sunset Zoo, we do ask that you have a mask. And if you can maintain 6 foot of distance between you and other guests, you do not have to be wearing the mask. But when you can't maintain that distance, we just ask that you have that mask available to you and your group. We do have some indoor enclosures, so you must wear your mask while you're visiting, like the inside of the chimpanzee exhibit, those kinds of things. And then we do daily protocol of cleaning all of our surfaces still, because there's a lot of railings and different things here too. But we want it to be an open, good environment for you. And that's what we've seen from the community that's come to visit. They are just glad to have that outdoor environment to enjoy and see some really new and interesting things here at the zoo.
Well, I know one of the things that you've got to be excited about, and I think the community, you know, and fans of the zoo, if you're not a fan of the zoo, I don't know what's wrong with you. You have your summer camps. You didn't have them last year, did you?
We did not, much like the rest of—
At least not in person.
Yeah, no, we had virtual last year, but this year we are bringing back in-person camps. We will be very careful about how we are doing that. So we're going to have limited enrollment, but we're excited that beginning next Monday, next week, enrollment will open for our summer camps. And so it will be a day-long camp again. And when you come to the zoo summer camps as a camper, we have various age ranges. is that you can enroll in. You're not at an inside location a majority of the day. Most of the time you're out exploring the zoo and also maybe some of the trails around the zoo. You're up and about and exploring lots of things that our environment has to offer. So it's very active, very educational. So we're excited to be bringing that back this summer. Enrollment will begin next Monday, March 29th. Hmm. And we have limited capacity just due to COVID. We are going to keep that 6-foot distancing in place for our campers and instructors. So look for that on our web. All you need to do is go to our education page and look or type in summer camps and it'll come right up. The information about the camp is all up on our website right now.
So I want a summer camp for adults. Can you arrange that? That sounds like fun.
We can work on it. We do have some adult programming and you can come learn it. Like Frog Watch of the Foothills is a program that an adult can do, but not during the whole day. So during the whole day, it will be a full day camp for summer camp. So 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., various age ranges, like I said. So our youngest camp, you do need to have completed kindergarten. And then we'll do another age range as well. But it's very popular. And many of our others, I can't speak to them specifically, but many of our other parks and recreation programs will additionally be offering summer camps again this summer because we know it's important for the community and most of all for our kids.
You had touched base briefly there in your last comments about the Frog Watch of the Flint Hills.
Yes.
You got a bunch of frogs. What do? You just sit there and look at them?
There's a lot of frogs out there. There's a lot of frogs that many people don't know are out there until you start to learn about frogs and amphibians and their habitats and what do they sound like. And so Frog Watch is a national program, and many of our zoos across the nation take part in it, and we are no stranger to it. So it's a program where you as a family, you as an individual, can learn all about amphibians and frog calls and what does that mean and where are they at? Because they are becoming endangered. Our amphibian species are becoming more and more endangered every day. And so this is our way to learn about it. And then the participant in the program, it's a free program, will learn about where the habitats are for frogs, learn about the different frog calls, and then they will be able to record that for a national database that we send into our Association of Zoos and Aquariums to collect data so that we can hopefully help that population. And it's really actually pretty fun because it doesn't happen if you listen for frogs. It's usually not during the daytime. It's usually during dusk and early evening. So we teach you how to do that. And we actually will have a session here for our family program where you will come to the zoo and after you've been trained and you will do an overnight here at the zoo. So you'll start at dusk and start to learn about those calls and hear them and record them and spend the night here at the zoo. So that's a pretty unique opportunity. Frog Watch is a free program. You just need to look on our website. Nicole Wade with our education department leads that. So if you've got questions, you can give our zoo a call at 587-2737 or email Nicole. But we've gone through one training program, and our next training program starts here at the beginning of April, April 8th through the 15th. So we've got online, you can learn online virtually, or we are starting to do that hybrid model where you're able to come to the zoo. It's an evening training session from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. But we do ask in that program that you either sign up as a family or you at least be 14 because it's in the evening and we don't want it to be too scary for young ones. So, but it's a really fun and innovative program that we do here at Sunset Zoo.
When you have a sleepover at the zoo, where do you host that?
Yeah. So in the past, we have done it a variety of different ways. We've had it up at our Nature Exploration Center, but we're going to enjoy the outdoors this year. So we're going to ask that you bring a tent. If you don't have a tent, we'll work with you, but that we're going to camp out inside the zoo. So we have, like you said, our landscape is really, really beautiful, but also very vast. So there'll be various places within the zoo that you can pitch your tent. And so we'll teach you the calling, and you'll actually hear that. We have quite the area here at the zoo. You don't know until dusk or at night, but where you can hear the frogs, and then we'll also have some fun.
Can you pitch your tent in there with the outback inside the exhibit and maybe the cheetahs?
Yeah. I mean, inside with the cheetahs. But you will probably. We'll keep you safe, but you'll also hear the zoo sounds of the night. But we'll have it all staffed appropriately as well. But I think that's one of the really unique programs, because not every day do you get to camp inside the zoo.
No, not at all. We're going to take a break. Melissa Kirkwood joining us for Manhattan Sunset Zoo as we are talking about a number of things that are happening at one of the iconic places in Manhattan, the Sunset Zoo. A little bit later on, once again, Junction City Fort Riley Schools will be in the second half of the program. It's K-Man's In Focus. I'm Dave Lewis, in for Brandon Peoples. Back in just a moment.